Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome again here up to the 1923 Club here at the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum. And today, we're going to talk about a racetrack that's near and dear to our hearts. It's right down the road in Fontana, California, Auto Club Speedway, where we're getting ready to have a great power-packed event to celebrate our 25th anniversary here on February 26th and 27th. Here to talk about that weekend is our defending race winner, Alex Bowman, driver of the number 48 Ally Chevrolet for Hendrick Motorsports. And we have track president Dave Allen. And first of all, Alex, I have to ask you, it has been when you take the green flag for the Wise Power 400 on February 27th, it'll be 726 days since you took the checkered flag at the last race at Auto Club Speedway. How eager are you to get back to defend your title?
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to it. That was a great day at Fontana. Probably the best race car I've ever had in the history of my career in the Cup Series. I feel like, we won by like 10 seconds. We had a phenomenal race car all day, and it's an amazing racetrack. It's so wide, so slick. You can move around so much. Ton of tire fall off. It's a driver's track, and it's a lot of fun.
Dave, the 25th anniversary of this great racetrack, high-speed, two-mile oval. How excited are you to welcome the fans back for the first race since 2020?
It feels like it's been a long time. I don't think I can express how excited that I am and the staff is and our fans from this region. So the connection to this event here obviously is stoked the fire, and we've been busy. I will say that there's a lot going on at the Speedway, but we haven't been racing, and that's our core business. So getting back to the Wise Power 400, getting these guys on this 2 mile, abrasive. Bumpy at times, I guess you could say, but with the asphalt, it's aged well, and we're excited to see them go door to door at high rate of speed.
Outstanding. We're going to open the floor up for questions. If you have a question, raise your hand. We'll get a wireless microphone to you. We'll start up front here with Justin, and then we'll work our way around.
Hi, Justin Benner from Motor Trend. Just curious, what are the plans for the future of Auto Club Speedway, considering we're still waiting for the construction of the short track?
Well, right now the plan is to throw a heck of a race in this year here shortly in a few weeks, and you're talking about the development. We're still working on plans. They all haven't come together yet. Once they do, we'll hopefully get them approved and get a time frame and come out to the public with that. So, our goal is to provide the best racing we possibly can and have that for a real long time here in Southern California. So, once we know that, we'll come out with it and let everybody know.
Go next to Cameron.
My question's for both of you. Just, Alex, how important is it to, you're a West Coast guy, how important is it to have a race like this in this market, in this stadium, and, how integral is it to this market in general, where, you ask people around, they wouldn't say the West Coast is the biggest NASCAR market, but to go from here and then after the Daytona 500, then it's the West Coast swing of Auto Club, Vegas, and Phoenix. Just how important is it for this to really kick that off?
Yeah, it's really cool to be here, obviously. To see what NASCAR has achieved here is pretty incredible. So I'm looking forward to it. We were talking a little bit ago. I've never had this much pressure on me for a qualifying session later this afternoon. So it's going to be really interesting to see how the weekend plays out. I think you have the opportunity to see some big name guys go home, and it's a really stressful environment. So I think that brings out some great racing. Definitely the heat races and last chance qualifiers are going to be extremely exciting, and that feature, everybody wants to be in it, and it's going to be a heck of a show. So looking forward to it. Really cool to be here, and I think it's really important to have a good fan base out here. Obviously, I'm from Tucson, so West Coast-ish, and I grew up coming to Southern California to race about every weekend, so always cool to come out here. Aside from sitting in traffic all the time, but definitely enjoy it out here, and excited to get back to Fontana as well.
I'll say, this is the number one market NASCAR visits. It's the number two DMA in the country. I think it's a reminder for everybody. We have a very rich racing history here. There's been a lot of racetracks here over the years, dirt tracks, board tracks back in the 20s. They've raced midgets here in the 40s. Off-road, you name it, Ontario Motor Speedway, Riverside, Ascot Park, you can keep going and going. So I think the fact that we're here in such an iconic venue, and bringing what NASCAR does to the LA metropolitan area and Angelians is incredible, and I think it's opening up a lot of eyes for people. So I'm just stoked that the fact that we're talking to so many new fans, that's going to translate to people wanting to come out and see what we do at Auto Club Speedway, at Phoenix, at Las Vegas, at Sonoma. I mean, they have a lot of a variety. You know, you can see a quarter mile here, you can see a mile in Phoenix, you can see possibly a half mile with us. A road course, it doesn't get much better than that. So along with all the weather and the things California has to offer, I can't think of a better place to be.
We're going to go to Jerry, then to Bob, then to Larry.
Jerry Jordan kicked the touchdown. I've got a couple. When news came out that you guys were going to completely redo the configuration and basically have a new track at Auto Club, there was, you know, great fanfare to the, you know, as far as a lot of talk about it. Then COVID happened, and the disappointment. How has that been, and trying to get that restarted? Because we at times we heard that there wouldn't be as much of a hassle as formal approvals and things of that nature when it was early on. But now, are you guys gonna move forward with it? And are you looking? Are you anticipating that after we get this you know, return done?
Well, obviously, COVID put a strain on everything and everybody. We've all felt it. But I don't think it slowed down the enthusiasm for what we're working on. You know, we want to sustain racing here for a long time to come, and make sure that what we're doing at Auto Club Speedway and the land that we have is responsible not only for our sport but for the community around us. And it's a challenging market. It's very diverse. But it's so rewarding to be able to do things and do things right. So we're taking our time a little bit. The executive management team and the board of directors are super excited from the top to the bottom about the prospect of the project. And I'm excited about keeping pushing forward and continue to work on it. So I'm optimistic. Obviously, I'm biased because I'm here and our team is here and we want to get it pushed over the goal line. And, you know, I feel pretty good about it. But I can't wait to talk more about it as we get closer, and we will.
And for you, Alex, last night your car was on the track, but you weren't. Did you get vetoed out of this? How did Dale Jr. take over your ride?
I guess I'm not interesting enough to be invited to stuff like that. But that was really cool. Kind of come full circle a little bit to have Dale use my car for that, right? Obviously, a couple years ago, I borrowed a car from him. So really cool to see that. Obviously, happy for Ally and the 48 team to be included in that. It's really cool.
Did he give you any tips before you went out today?
Well, it sounds like when they filmed that, everybody was on a way different tire than what we're on. So everybody was freaking out about not having any grip, and then I think we all had more grip today than we figured we'd have. So I think the tire was so different, it's hard to apply anything.
Going to go next to Bob, then to Larry, then to Justin.
Bob Hockris, Fox Sports. Dave, you said you need to get approvals. Is that approval internally, or is there any sort of community or political type approvals, government approvals, regulatory approvals that you would need for that project?
Yes, yes, and yes. We have a few things done locally, you know, with the County of San Bernardino. And I will say the County of San Bernardino, the City of Fontana, all the surrounding areas have been extremely supportive of what we're looking into doing as well. So, yes, we need approvals on both internally and some externally as well. So,
Larry?
Dave, Larry Stewart from the Southern California News Group. Can you think back to how you first heard about there may be a race here at the Coliseum, and what was your initial reaction?
When I first heard about it, I think was kind of towards the beginning of last year, mid-year. And my first thought, I think, was wow, how are we gonna run the big cars here? And then I started thinking about it, and I started getting excited about it. I went to my first race when I was 2 months old, and I've been a race fan my whole life. Been to a lot of short tracks and a lot of dirt, a lot of short track asphalt racing as well. So the thought of getting into this venue and having been here and visited here for various events got me pretty excited. And then the connectivity between us at Auto Club Speedway and what we do here. I mean, obviously, I think we've done a good job over the years of talking to Los Angeles. But let's face it, sometimes it's difficult for people to get from here to Fontana. So bringing this sport to fans and exposing the sport in an exhibition way like this is something that I couldn't have thought we would. Actually, I didn't think we'd get to that point. I would have never thought this a couple years ago. This is very out of the box, if you will. So I think the long-term effect for this is going to be significant when you look at the amount of new fans that are here. It may not translate into them coming to Auto Club Speedway this year, but next year and the year after and watching on Fox and NBC is going to be very, very key to us and our partners and all of the stakeholders within the sport. Yes, yeah, there's going to be a lot of new fans here. So in my experience and is if we can get someone to a racetrack in some way, shape, or form, we hook them. You know, they might not immediately be the race fan, but if they like people watching or they like world-class music and entertainment, they like shopping, they like eating, you know, at our place in Fontana, we got all that stuff too. So, you know, if you want King Taco, they're here too. So I gotta always give a plug to my boys at King Taco.
Eat them up. Justin?
Yeah, Justin Schuler, Kicking the Tires. A couple questions. Dave, I work with some of the local clubs at Auto Club, so I know you guys stay busy all year long, not just with NASCAR, but what has been kind of the feedback from all the local clubs with the construction on the track, going to that short track, especially those who do the Roval, the kart track just outside, the autocross track right outside Turn 4? What has been kind of the feedback from all the local clubs?
Well, obviously, you know, there's some anxiety from some, and others are excited about it. So I don't think it's quite clear yet for us, let alone them, what exactly things will look like and what those opportunities will be moving forward. But the idea is to, if we move forward with the project, is to have a facility that that contributes to motorsports in Southern California in a variety of ways, not just NASCAR racing, but a place where people can play with their automobiles as well in different ways. So, you know, we've been a very busy place. There's years where we rerun 280 days out of the year, and that's in, you know, new car shoots, commercials, movies, oval, road course, you name it. So we'll continue to stay busy and beyond just the NASCAR race for what we're doing there at the Speedway.
Cool. And then, Alex, one of the unique things about Auto Club, that big speedometer at the end of Turn 1, with this new car, a little bit more horsepower, a lot less downforce than last year, do you expect that maybe to hit 200 by chance?
I would love to see that, right? Like, I don't know. You know, I think the car, we've definitely done a lot this off season in testing with getting the car faster and developing it further, obviously going to more horsepower, less downforce. The car is pretty draggy. So big, long straightaway, though, would be pretty cool to see it go 200 or more.
Go next to Jeff.
Dave, given that you're saying that, you know, maybe the timeline has slowed down a little bit for the 2023 race, would you expect that to be on the 2 mile track at this time?
Possibly. We don't know that yet either. But possibly. You know, obviously we'll continue to treat it as if it is. You know, we'll keep going until we have to adjust. And fortunately, we've got a great team that can adjust and continue to rent the track and do the different things we do. And you know, if the cards fall our way, we'll adjust and move on in a new direction.
Go next to Zach, then to Davey.
Zach Sterniola with frontstretch.com. Dave, with there being an option here to continue the clash at the Coliseum over the next 2 years, if both parties choose to move forward with that, does that help kind of satisfy the short track racing desire here in Southern California while your plans are at least for now on hold?
This all helps, you know. Yeah. I mean, if we continue to do it, of course, you know, I have no doubt that, you know, the fans are going to love this type of racing. It's going to be, there might be some tempers, I would venture to say, you know, this weekend that are flared up a little bit. You know, to be able to see what they're going to do here and then have that translate to what we do at Auto Club Speedway with pit stops and high speeds is going to be pretty cool. So, you know, and for us, I will say, too, we've always been an entertainment destination and an entertainment market. And, you know, with Collective Soul going to be playing at our place the music, the fan zone. We're actually going to have USAC quarter midgets running as well, so that'll be cool. And then we'll continue to program the fan zone, which I feel has been one of the better ones along the way, and we always have a lot of fun. So looking forward to it.
And just another question for you here. The iRacing aspect of all of this is that the short track layout configuration, a lot of that was done and perfected through iRacing. And that's the same thing here, where this project started on iRacing, and now we see the finished product behind us. When you see this collaboration and the use of this technology, do you feel like we would be seeing these products as quickly without the technology that's available now? And what is it meant for you guys to have that at your disposal?
Well, for us, as we design things, it's incredible. I mean, the iRacing stuff to me is and Alex can, you know, speak to this probably better than I can, but that what they can do and simulate is amazing to me. Even the abrasiveness of the track, you know, Alex, I don't know, you've probably spent plenty of time doing that, obviously, but you know, for us as a design and kind of knowing ballpark wise what we've got is invaluable.
Yeah, I think when it comes to iRacing, I tend to struggle to update my computer and then blame my dogs when I crash the whole field in the Pro Invitational. But I think it's great. I got to make a couple apps on this track in iRacing before coming here, and it's pretty close. So it's definitely a tool that can be used to develop racetracks, just like it can be used to develop race cars and drivers going forward.
Davey?
Hey guys, David Siegel with Front Stretch, one for each of you. Alex, when you first walked in here, I know that you saw pictures, you saw videos, and you know, on iRacing as well. Was it what you expected? And then when you actually got out on the car and made laps, was that what you expected as well?
Yeah, I mean, I think walking in here is an incredible atmosphere. I think this place full of fans is going to be really, really special. Looking forward to seeing that tomorrow. As far as the racetrack goes, you know, it's pretty close to what I expected. I think NASCAR did a phenomenal job pulling it all off, and they built a heck of a racetrack in a really confined environment. So it's really cool to see. Probably had more grip than I thought it was going to have, especially that third session. It's like every session the racetrack got faster, and once it's rubbered up, it's got way more grip than I thought it would have. I think the next-gen car suits this style of racetrack really well, too. I think if we were running the previous-gen race car, things would be quite a bit different. So it's cool to see. I'm enjoying it so far. Obviously, practice was a struggle, but you know, it's been really cool, and I don't think NASCAR gets nearly enough credit for what they pulled off here. It's really cool.
And for Dave, I know you mentioned with the questions about the renovation into the short track, there's a lot of different question marks with the counties, the surrounding counties, et cetera. For the fans that may be confused as to why the timeline's changing and it was going to happen and now it might happen, it might not, can you tell us as much as you can as to what the things and the hurdles that you need to overcome for it to either become a short track or for you guys to make a decision in the short term? What are those hurdles that you guys need to overcome as a track?
Well, like I said earlier, I'm not sure that they're really hurdles as much as they are. We want to do it right. If we do it, we want to do it right. And sometimes you got to pump the brakes to make sure you do that. Fortunately, we have a facility that's incredible right now. So if we will need to pump the brakes and put it off a little bit and continue to run on our aging track, we'll continue to maintain the track and fill the cracks and do what we need to do to make sure that these guys can continue to race. So I wouldn't say that they're hurdles. It's just process. And, you know, just the outlook on it, and I can say just from the excitement that I've seen from Steve Phelps and the family and all of the management here at NASCAR, everybody's excited about it, but it has to be the right time, has to make sense. And we're still obviously all getting our feet under us from COVID too. I don't want to blame everything on COVID, but honestly, I mean, it's you know, let's get back to racing and doing it right in Southern California. And we are, you know, this is already a success. This here, everything else that happens this weekend is icing on the cake, because the amount of exposure and support we've seen from the fans in this market and what Fox has done to promote the event is incredible. And our race is on Fox as well, by the way. So for those that can't come see us on the 26th and 27th, you know, then they can watch live on Fox. So, yeah.
Great. Well, these gentlemen will be around for a few more minutes to answer questions, but we're going to wrap up the formal portion of the press conference. So I do want to remind everybody, two power-packed days of racing coming up at Auto Club Speedway. We have the Production Alliance Group 300 on Saturday with the NASCAR Xfinity Series, wrapped in with practice and qualifying for the NASCAR Cup Series. And then on Sunday, as Dave mentioned, Collective Soul are going to be up on the O'Reilly Auto Parts fan stage. And then we'll have the Wise Power 400, five-wide salute, and all sorts of fun. So I hope you all can come out. Make sure you get your credential applications in now. We look forward to seeing you there. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you. Appreciate it, guys.
Thanks.